The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So those of you who were here last week, for several days, I was sharing about this discourse of the Buddha, where he talked about the six kinds of wholesome delight that he encouraged us all to develop. So it's really an orienting to and a delighting in and appreciating what is good, what's beneficial, what's beautiful, what's really truly supportive of well-being. And very much related to this quality of wholesome delight is the quality of gratitude. And there's always so much that we can be grateful for. Life is such that there's always a combination of pleasant and unpleasant, of things that are supportive and things that are challenging. Rarely do our lives feel perfect. And even when things do feel perfect, we notice that that tends to not last very long. But thankfully, we don't need to wait for our lives to be perfect, for the conditions in the world to be perfect, to be able to cultivate gratitude for the goodness that is here. There's always something to be grateful for. It's such a strong tendency of our minds to only see what is wrong or what's a problem, and to miss and to not notice the goodness that really is here. And the part of that, the goodness that is here, is there's always the potential for developing goodness through the practice, through alignment with the truth, alignment with the Dhamma. So seeing that there's always this mix of challenges and supports, of pleasant and unpleasant, there's always something that we can find in the world, in our lives, that's ugly, something we can find that's beautiful. And so we can notice how it makes us feel when we dwell on the aspects that are difficult or unpleasant or challenging. I'm sure we can all relate to seeing our minds habitually dwelling on that which is challenging or difficult. This is such a deep pattern for many of us. And how does it make us feel when we turn towards and emphasize the goodness that's here? This can be a really skillful practice to just notice which direction is the mind leaning in. Are we glomming onto and emphasizing that which is unpleasant? And what's the effect of that? Are we attending to what's difficult in a way that's just creating aversion and tension? Perhaps there can be an opportunity to notice the suffering that's there and orient towards the possibility of relating to that in a way that actually relieves it. So we can always have gratitude, even in the midst of difficulty, of suffering, can always have gratitude for this possibility to meet what's here in a way that is freeing, this possibility that the practice opens. Gratitude tends to incline our minds towards resonance with what is good, with what is beneficial, and creates a positive feedback loop. Let's take a period of time to do some formal practice, and I'll offer some guidance in this practice of gratitude. So if you haven't already, just allowing yourself to settle into a posture that is as relaxed and comfortable as is available. And that supports a sense of awakeness and alertness. And taking a few longer, deeper breaths, not in a forceful way, but just allowing the breath energy to really be full and flow through the body. Gratitude for this life-giving breath. And with each out-breath, allowing the energy, the feeling of gratitude to suffuse the body. Breathing in, feeling the brightness, the lift that comes in the in-breath. And relaxing on the exhale, allowing the breath energy to flow through and soothe the body. Receiving the breath as a benevolent and nourishing energy, life-giving energy. Even if it's not completely comfortable, can there be some gratitude for this breath? Suffusing the body with the breath energy. With gratitude for this moment of life. Whether it's comfortable or uncomfortable, or a mix of both. Appreciating the preciousness of this moment of life. In which we have the opportunity to cultivate being awake to life itself. This opportunity to develop the qualities that are truly beneficial that give rise to the happiness and peace that is far beyond just seeking and gratifying desires for pleasant this or that. Gratitude for this moment of an opportunity to practice. And no matter how it feels like you might be doing, appreciating this beautiful intention to practice. It's rare to go against the stream. The stream of craving and seeking more stimulation and pleasure and accumulation, the kinds of pleasure that you get a lot of messages from society, wider culture about where happiness is to be found. Appreciating that we're making this radical move, going against that stream, moving towards an inner well-being, an inner wellspring of peace and happiness. That doesn't depend on getting this or that, or getting rid of this or that. that's rooted in our relationship to this life, this moment, this experience. Gratitude for all of the guides, teachers, mentors, those who have encouraged us, supported us in some way. Those who have, even in small ways, pointed us in the right direction. Gratitude for the countless people who have touched and shaped our lives. Even those we've not necessarily had pleasant interactions with, but recognizing that we are learning and growing through all of that. Recognizing that we are here in dependence on so many others. Gratitude for the Buddha for pointing the way to the complete end of all suffering. opening the gates to the deathless, to freedom. Gratitude for the Dhamma that he discovered. The teachings that point to this truth, this Dhamma, the way things are. It has within it the possibility of realizing this freedom. And that all of the requisites are right here in our bodies and minds. Everything that is needed for awakening is right here. And gratitude for the Sangha. The Sangha is traditionally twofold. The first being those monastics, those who have gone forth. Who have left behind all of their worldly possessions, identities, roles to live in service of and for the cultivation of the Dhamma. Gratitude to those who have devoted their lives to this practice and teaching. Countless monks and nuns over the centuries, 2,500 years. They have been the ones who have painstakingly and lovingly carried this teaching. For hundreds of years, they memorized, recited, and passed along these teachings as an oral tradition. Gratitude for this lineage of love and care for the Dhamma. And the second aspect of the Sangha, those who have practiced well and have realized this truth, this peace, this liberation from suffering. Keeping this Dhamma a living reality. Seeing for themselves, verifying where this path leads. Gratitude for this moment, for what is here now. Gratitude for this capacity of awareness. For being awake to what's actually happening here and now in our bodies and minds. Appreciating that this capacity for awareness is what makes the whole path possible. Every moment. We can orient to gratitude for the awareness of what's here, even when, or especially when, our mind's tendency might be to emphasize what's lacking or what's unpleasant or troubling. Not to dismiss that, but to bring in appreciation for the capacity to know this. The teacher Sayadaw Utejaniya often says, when awareness arises again after you've been lost, ask yourself, awareness is here now, and what difference does that make? So that we really connect with the value, the present moment benefit and value of awareness. not just hearing that it's something good, but really knowing it for ourselves. We can remind ourselves, we can remember to appreciate awareness. This is one of the best ways to support and strengthen awareness is just to appreciate it when it arises. Gratitude for this moment of awareness. Supports a more sustainable kind of awareness that's not out of doing what we think we should do, but simply allowing for or supporting that which we directly know for ourselves to be beneficial, to bring greater well-being. This happens naturally through just appreciating awareness. Appreciating wakefulness. Being here for what's actually happening. Being available to learn from the present moment. This last minute of the formal practice period, take a moment to reflect on any moments that you notice over this past 30, 40 minutes where there's been some more room around experience or some more okayness with experience. Perhaps a supportive quality of gratitude or settling or appreciation. Just noticing any benefit, even small, even if just for a moment, that you can feel through taking this time to practice. Really letting the feeling of gratitude for the benefits, the fruits of the practice, to sink in. And as always, no matter how it feels like this meditation went, we can be grateful for our intention to practice. Sometimes it's easeful, sometimes it's difficult. And our coming back to the practice again and again and again is what moves our hearts, our minds, our lives into greater alignment with the Dhamma and the happiness and well-being that comes with that. Even when it feels like we haven't been practicing very well, which is, of course, going to happen, we can always be grateful for our intention to practice. Recognizing that we are learning, we're developing these skills, these capacities. Being grateful for our intention to keep coming back. Thank you all. Thank you all very much for your beautiful practice.